What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. I'm not sipping anything yet, but I'm about to. Okay, so.
I need one, and I'll tell you
guys why.
Well,
I am sipping. I have one ready. Do you know what I have ready?
What?
Do you know what I have ready? We are bringing you guys a taste test today with some Dr. Pepper beverages, and one of them includes pickle juice. And I talked about it, I think, a few episodes back that... I talked about the whiskey pickleback that I learned about from Colleen, but I went to Denver and they served like spicy pickle shots on their menu. And then they had some other bar had just a cocktail. So I said, hey, I'm going to put a little pickle juice and some hot, fiery bitters or whatever and vodka together. And don't know the ratios. I don't know if I've done it correctly or not. But pickle juice is supposed to offset something, right? It's supposed to be, give me nice salt. So here we go.
Oh my gosh. Live.
And?
It's great.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's great. If you like pickles, it's great. I gotta say, I think the best pickles are these Hermans. Have you had these Hermans?
No.
I really like these Hermans.
Yeah, it's an empty bottle. It's just the juice.
Yeah, it's done. I finished the pickles today and I said, John, do not. He injured his toe, so he's not able to do his normal things, like work out and stuff or really do much. But he tackled the pantry and like just the clutter corners.
Yes.
You know? And so he's been on a real bender. He filled up like a bunch of garbage. And so I said, do not get rid of this empty pickle juice jar. Juice, I need it.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking. I'm sipping on a High Noon.
Yes. Pineapple.
Just pineapple. It's delicious.
I love it.
I have tales to tell of the last hour. Geez.
Yeah.
But moments before coming here.
Okay.
I'm getting all the stuff ready. And I went to the store last night. I'm like, oh, I'm so on top of it. We need to just push up the energy. So just Ellie and I, we peeled off and went to the store. And I'm getting all the stuff. And I'm like, I'm so dialed for tonight. Yeah. And I thought, do I need pickles? I'm like, no.
I've got pickles. It's a staple.
Have pickles.
Yeah, always.
So I'm like, all I have to do is cut the lime. You know, I know exactly what I need to do. Right. I'm like, I'm going to prep the ingredients. I text Ash. I'll be there in a couple minutes. I go to open the fridge, take out the pickle juice. Searching my hand, move the milk. I start to, peel things back. I see pickled asparagus. I see like olives, you know?
Yeah, right.
And pickly then things. Something rattles in my head, which is a comment that we got from someone a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about taste testing. I think it was the rosé with jalapeno.
Yeah.
And someone said, yes, we love the taste test, but do the taste test, because a lot of times y'all are like repurposing it where it's like, you're going to do a taste test, but then it's like, we didn't have this, so we got this and this and this instead.
Yeah, I saw that comment. And I said,
you saw the same one?
Run your own fucking show then.
Well, I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I thought
beggars can't be choosers.
And it made me chuckle because
it is true. We do that. That's our MO. We said, let's make a, I saw the comment because she said, you make a Cosmo and then you throw all these other things in there.
Yeah. So it's not really the thing.
Right. Yeah. It's always fair. I thought fair point. And then I also thought, come on, man.
So that comment rattled in my head of, oh no,
if it's you listening, I'm just being silly. I'm just being a goof.
We're silly gooses.
Okay? We're silly gooses.
So then I tell Chris, I say, and it's that moment of exasperation. I say, I can't believe this. The one thing I needed, I don't have. Pickles.
Well, you needed several things and you have all of them. So it's not the one thing you needed.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, do I tell Ash, wait 10 minutes so I can run to the store? Like, I'm just really committed. Or I'm like, do I sub out asparagus pickle juice?
Right.
What do I do? And then right as I'm thinking about the alternatives, Chris comes waltzing in with a big old jar of pickles in his hand.
Like a knight in shining
armor. We had some in like the garage pantry.
Of course you did. Your garage has everything.
Everything you could possibly need for 500
years. Yeah, no, you guys, if there is an apocalypse, I'm coming to your house.
We have everything.
Yeah. You're locked and loaded.
So, and sure is my, yeah, there he was just saving the old day. So I'm ready to go. And thank goodness, because I'm running a little hot right now. Yeah.
Do we want to do like make the drinks now and then you tell the story after you have a little? Okay.
No, I'm drinking my high noon.
Yeah, that's true. You've got, okay. All right. Yeah. She's coming off of one of the more stressful things that you could think of. It's like moving and then like a death probably surpasses moving, you know, but moving's right there. And then
Family photos.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
Oh my God.
They're terrible. So,
and yet they're also the best, like the act of it is the worst thing ever. A worst nightmare for any parent, but we do it because we're always thankful and somehow the photographers work their magic and they get some, like these capture these moments and you'll be floored when you see them and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm so glad we did these.
Even the photographer this time around, we've had the same photographer for now. This is our fifth year. And even she was like, I think I got a couple. I might have to, you know.
But you said this very thing last year. A couple years ago.
Yes.
Okay. And they were exactly awesome. This because Ben was having a really hard day, and it was like Ellie was a fresh bean or something.
Yes.
He was really struggling, and she said the same thing to you, and then it was you got several, and you only need like what, six, you know?
Right, for the hallway like, and just for our memories. But I swear, between just like the outfits and the mental load of it.
Yeah.
And then today it's, you know.
And you're carrying the mental load, by the way, right?
It's like steaming the dress.
John doesn't give a shit. Like, Chris probably doesn't give it. He's like John wants the photos. Chris probably wants the photos.
No, he doesn't want the photo.
Okay.
He'll play ball.
I don't know if John wants photos.
Chris will play ball. He respects that I want the photos.
Yeah.
And he will, like, he definitely helps, like, with. Well, on the execution.
Yes. Right. Yes. But I'm talking about the mental load of it is pretty much squarely on the mom's shoulders because we care.
Totally.
More, you know?
And, you know, we're doing Ellie's hair. We're trying to wipe faces. We're trying to make sure snacks don't get on the t-shirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the time of it is we met at 6:45. Ellie goes down at 7:30. Ben's not too far behind
her. Why so late? Because the golden sun stuff?
The temperature.
Okay. Yep.
All of it. Mm-hmm. And originally it was, can we meet at 7? I was like, please, any earlier. Like, if this is not good.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we don't want to go and get all sweaty and do a whole bunch of stuff right beforehand. And so it was just a weird afternoon. We did a big chunk of the morning. We went to Oaks Park this morning.
Oh my God.
So we did a big morning.
I thought they were closed still.
No, they did like this whole you get there, you have to buy a ticket. And for those of you who don't know, it's a big amusement park place, like 100 years old in Oregon. And they were just in the news for a very bad reason because on opening day, a bunch of people got stuck at the top of this like crazy ride.
Upside down. For 30 minutes or something like that.
It was bad. So that's where we were this morning.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I bet no one's going to be there. Let's head on down.
It was packed.
Was it? Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, the preschool thing, you have to buy a ticket, sells out and it goes from 10 to noon and they get to ride all the kiddie rides in the train and then they do a story time with snack. It's a cool thing. We've never done that before. Always wanted to. It's kind of it was on my summer bucket list for them. So we did that, figured big morning and then just chill. It was nice. I just wanted to like spend some extra time together. And then I did think this is perfect because after school, they're really toast. They can have good kind of downtime here. Mm-hmm. But then we got like really stir crazy at about 5:30, you know? Anyway, it just, that whole chunk of the day was kind of hard. Like, having downtime is hard because that's not what little people want. Like, that's not what Ben and Ellie specifically want to do.
I think any little people do.
Downtime. They don't like downtime. They like active time.
Well, especially that time of the day.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're, you know, it's bouncing like that's off the nearing walls. Their wind down time and then, or they'll get a second wind or something and then they're ludicrous. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So then we get out there and it's just, it's kind of hilly. It's kind of bumpy. There's like a lot of dry grass. Ben's, you know, poor kid, he like scraped his finger on some grass. And then that was that was big. Two is a difficult age for photos because that I remember that was hard with Ben, but like two is just, it was a lot of begging. We were on our knees. Come on, kids, please, yeah. You know, and yeah, it was just hard.
Didn't you do it at your house one time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should do that again.
Maybe.
Like, I wonder, okay, my idea for you next time is we did photos at the sunset or whatever. And then I'm friends with the photographer. And so she like comes to the house and hangs out. And she has a kid that's like, we have, you know, 4 and 6 and she's got a 5-year-old. So it's like a little stair step. They get along real great, whatever. She comes over. But I said, hey, could you take some photos at the house? We'll make, I think we made banana bread or something. So she got some pictures of us like in the kitchen, you know, yeah. Making stuff. And maybe you do that is have her like in your guys, you know, you do some in the backyard yeah. Where you look nice, but then do a little, I don't know, pillow fight or like a yeah. Something, bacon. Yeah. I don't know. Ideas for families out there, because it is really stressful.
Yes.
And that time of night, which is always the time of night that you're doing it if you're doing outdoor photos, because you always want to catch sunset.
Yep. And our photographer is so awesome. She gets the kids warmed up to her.
Yeah.
So then they're warmed up in general. But just the so close to bedtime and the whole nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
And all they want to do is just run around the entire time being in right. A field. So like keeping them still. Anyway, all that is to say,
mm-hmm.
The High Noon tastes delicious right now. And I'm so glad it's over. The relief when it's mm-hmm. over every year.
Yeah.
Is yeah. Just, wow.
It's a lot because it's only really an hour, but it feels like it's yeah. Gone on for 17, yes. You know? Like the yes. Amount of effort that goes into it before and then the amount of energy expended during that hour.
And Chris and I are both just like wound tight during it. And I can mm-hmm. Feel his energy. I'm sure he can mm-hmm. Feel mine. So that's also just funny when you think about mm-hmm. It. You're mm-hmm. Like, let's hold hands and walk mm-hmm. Through a field. Mm-hmm. And everybody's just.
That's a classic. Family photos are a classic case of Instagram versus reality. Like every time.
Totally. You know? Yes.
It's just like, because yeah, it's a lot of bribing. It's a lot of just hurry
work.
Up and
yes.
Yeah, trying to I mean, and we actually at our last photo session, we didn't get a single photo of the four of us looking and smiling at the camera.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of like distracting and like yes. Playing, you know, we got times where the kids were happy and laughing and stuff. They're like looking at us or what, like we didn't get a, I was like, we don't have a single picture of the four of us looking at the, after the 100 photos.
Yes.
I mean, we got great photos, but like not a single one where we were all looking at the camera.
Yes. Crazy.
I know. Yeah. But you've done it now. You're through it
now.
And you know what is really helpful in times like that?
What? Oh, these saved my life today. These mm-hmm. Saved my life today. Tell them about it, Ash.
Okay.
Sorry. I saw whose ad we were about to read. I thought, yeah, oh yeah, let's go. Let's roll. I love them.
Yeah. So when you don't have a lot of time, which let's be honest, even if you're not doing family photos, we're running around like crazy now. And summers seem like it seems like actually every season is just busy. What I know for sure is I want to eat good food, but I don't always have the time or the bandwidth or the energy to shop, to make a list, to plan it, to shop, to cook it, then to clean up. Yep. Enter Factor.
Yep.
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. You're going to crush your wellness goals with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. What they are fresh, never frozen meals, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are or what you got going on, you always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. You can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert and stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, or blackened salmon. I have been floored by, because you don't necessarily think that when you get a filet mignon shipped to your house, that when you reheat it, it's going to be good. It is still melt in your mouth, cooked to perfect. I don't know the science of it. I don't have to. I pay them to know how this works. And it's delicious. Yesterday, I had this Parmesan shrimp with zucchini noodle
yes.
Thing. It was so good. I spend no time in the kitchen, right? Keeping that to a minimum. It takes 2 minutes, no shopping, prepping, cooking, cleaning up, and gives me this effortless lifestyle that I eat good food. There's several different options you can choose, like 6, 8, 10, 12 a week. I do 6, but they have also a ton of options if you want to focus on managing your calories, maximizing your protein intake, avoiding meat, or just go for the overall well balance. They've got what you need.
Head to factormeals.com/withus50 and use code withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code withus50 at factormeals.com/withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Okay, I'm excited about this Dr. Pepper challenge.
Okay.
Let's have a little fun.
So tell us about it, Call.
So I saw this thing somewhere, sometime ago, and I texted it to Ash. I said, hey, all these people are drinking Dr. Pepper cocktails. Mm-hmm. And curiosity.
Well, mocktails.
Mocktails. But these are the kinds of things that I see someone mixing Dr. Pepper with pickle juice, and I think, what?
What?
And then they say, oh, this is so good. Where has it been all my life? And I think, not a chance. I must try it. Mm-hmm. I need to know. So we need to get to the bottom of this. Is this just a trend that is
likely
clickbait?
Yes. Okay.
Or is this something that we actually need in our life? Is this a new thing that you can't live without? And that's really how we're going to try and rank this of you need to run right now and make this happen. And this is a thing.
Yes.
Or don't waste your time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge is two drinks. The first is Dr. Pepper with pickle juice. The second is Dr. Pepper, coconut milk, and lime.
Okay. So I've got Diet Dr. Pepper because that's all I had on hand. Okay.
Same. Do you want to do the pickle juice one first?
I'm going to. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
I just realized I don't have anything to stir with. I'm going to use a pen, I suppose. Uh-oh. Everything okay over there? Okay, so what are you doing? Like, what's the ratio?
Well,
splash?
I don't know. I'm doing ice first.
I have ice. Oh, I have little nugget ice. I filled my cup up.
I'm going to do the pickle juice and lime at the bottom. So then when I...
Oh, at the bottom. Oh, that was smart.
So then I'm doing a whole quarter of a lime.
Okay.
So like
are you making them both
solid
now?
Solid wedge.
Okay. I did probably just.
Oh, shit. We're doing the pickle juice.
Yeah,
I just
but that's
did.
Fine.
I almost put the pickle juice in with the lime. That would have been a whole different
thing.
Yeah.
That would have really pissed that girl off.
That would have been a whole
She's like, you're not. After all that, you found the pickle juice and you're still not doing it right?
Okay. Hold on. I know, right? Oh, my God. All right.
Okay. I got my pickle juice and Dr. Pepper ready. How much Dr. Pepper? I probably did 2 ounces Dr. Pepper to one. Oh.
I have a shot glass of pickle juice.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that doesn't look like there's any Dr. Pepper in that. I'm like, you did heavy at pickle juice pour.
I'm just doing I'm doing one shot of pickle juice because I can remember that.
Yep.
If it's good. Hold on.
Oh, you got the big boy.
Well, the big boy.
It's
the
cheaper.
Liter is cheaper.
The little baby cans, you know, the 8 ounces, 7.5. Because I feel like all sparkling beverages should be, well, at least offered in this. Because half the time I open like a sparkling water and I don't finish it all.
Yeah.
And I don't ever, I hardly ever drink soda. And if I do, I just want a little bit of it. So
yes.
I got these little 7.5 ounces.
And you pay for the convenience of that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got pickle juice, one shot of pickle juice, topped off with a small.
Here we go. She got a full on cocktail. Nice.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, I have a little, you know. Okay.
What the hell is that cup?
It's a snow cone cup.
Okay.
You
Cheers.
Know? Okay. I don't think this is something that you need, but I also like it.
I truly don't love it.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I don't
Did
know
I say I like it?
I think you, no. No, you did not. You said you don't need it, but it's not bad, basically.
Yeah.
It's
that's
not
what I mean. It's
bad,
not bad.
But
this is not.
I don't like it.
So people are saying, when you saw people doing this, were they like, oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah, those people are liars. We can't trust
this
them.
This is not something that you need. I'm having another sip
just to confirm.
I'm going to do a swirl.
Well, did you mix it? Yeah. Are you getting like heavy hits of pickle? Mm-hmm. Or I guess your pickle was at the bottom. Are you getting some pickle?
I feel like I'm getting a nice blend.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I'm getting a true representation of this because I'm getting Dr. Pepper and I'm getting pickle juice.
And
I do not like
not
the combo.
It's not a slam dunk. Yeah, right? It's not a slam dunk. No, I agree. I like the pickle with vodka better. I don't, yeah. But that's the thing is I don't not like that. Like if someone gave this to me, I would drink it, but I would prefer it to just be Dr. Pepper by itself.
Yes.
I don't think I need the pickle juice unless it was a cocktail and it had a bonus of a buzz promised at the end of this. Then yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, then I'm going to drink it. I'm not ordering these. I'm not like, no. Oh, this is my drink.
If you someone know? Gave this not to me, close. I would just think this Dr. Pepper tastes weird. Yeah. Like it's not. Yeah.
Right.
It's not interesting in a good way. It just feels a little off. It's like, oh, this is drinkable, but it's
a salty. You don't get a lot of pickle. I don't get a lot of pickle. It's just salty Dr. Pepper is what I'm picking up. It's like if someone puts salt in my Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So it's like, what are we, what?
It's heavily salted Dr. Pepper.
You know what we should have done? I didn't think about this until this right now. As what? I said, salty Dr. Pepper, my friend who does not drink, I don't know what happened to her. She just sent me 2 margarita recipes. I said, I need to be on your social media feed. What's going on? What? She goes, well, you know, you see one thing and then you're her. So now her algorithm is full of cocktails and she doesn't drink. She's sending them to me, Dr. Pepper margarita. That's what we should have had as our third drink.
Yes.
So maybe we'll bring it back.
I bet that's pretty good.
I bet.
I bet we'll get a little hint of this with the Dr. Pepper and the lime.
Yeah.
Should we go there now?
Okay. Yeah. Let's go there. And then I have a question. What coconut milk do you have? Because I didn't have like the drinking. You have that. So I have macadamia nut milk. But again, we're trying to be true, tried and true people here. I've got like the canned coconut milk.
Oh, great. That'll probably be delicious.
Okay. So should I do this one?
Yeah.
This
is the vote. I have just unsweetened coconut milk in the box.
Right. Just that comes in. Like that you would put in milk or your coffee operation. Or
yes.
So, and then we're doing a whole quarter of lime is what we're doing.
I did a whole quarter of lime.
You already did it. Okay. I got, ooh, I wasn't sure this was juicy. It is. Nice. Okay. Got a quarter of my lime.
Did it mix up? Because sometimes the cans at the coconut settles at the bottom.
I'm shaking it really hard. Okay. And it's lit. Can you hear that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds like there's movement in there. So we're hoping. Okay.
Is it water or is it creamy coconut?
Okay. And how much are you doing? Like an ounce?
Yeah.
Same as the pickle?
Oh, this is fizzy. Okay. It looks pretty. You know,
yeah, I like the I have seen cream. This. I actually think this is probably going to be good because I've seen this at like Swig or Sonic or something. I feel like this is on their menu. Okay.
Oh, really?
It Cheers. Doesn't actually, you think it's pretty? I feel like it's looking a little curdly.
Oh, is yours curdly?
Well,
that's nice.
Not for me.
It's a little light. What are you getting?
What is that? I don't know what that is. I don't like that. I like the pickle juice one better. I'm wondering, I feel like I need to try my coconut milk. Is my coconut milk
Mine's
bad?
Mine's pretty good. Mine kind of tastes like...
Okay, the coconut milk is fine.
What's the drink I like? Not root beer, but it's cream soda. It tastes like a cream soda Dr. Pepper to
Oh,
me.
Okay. With lime. Are you getting hits of lime?
Uh-huh. But it's really light. There's nothing offensive about it. Is your strong?
This is boring and bland. It's like watered down. I'm not getting lime. I'm not getting lime. I'm getting like a boring old flavor.
Do you think Dr. Pepper...
Hold on. I'm putting more lime in.
Do you think
in.
Their marketing team
lime.
Fueled this whole thing?
Oh, probably.
To Great just try point. And go viral for random ass recipes.
You know what I'm a little nervous about, Colleen?
What?
It's 9:15 p.m.
Okay.
And Dr. Pepper is supposed to be the most caffeinated soda out there. So
okay.
We're really tempting
is
the
it
sleep.
Really the most?
That's what John told me.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, I put more lime and I like it less. This is not good. No.
How much caffeine?
How dare
Is
this person.
In diet
Tell
Dr.
That.
Pepper.
Yeah, I don't not. I am not a fan of that. I could see conceptually that that would sound good. I will tell you what I do like. Dr. Pepper and coconut rum Malibu. That is delicious, my friends.
Ooh.
And in fact, what I did do is bring a bottle of Malibu in here, but I brought root beer to drink it with because, so I'm going to pour some root beer into this thing.
I love rum. We went to a tiki bar on our 10th anniversary. Ooh. You guys know how much I love.
Oh, I saw the picture. I didn't know you were a tiki bar in. That
we
is
were
your
at
thing.
A tiki bar. I love it so much.
I'm pouring coconut rum directly into my root beer can right now.
And
I don't know. I'll tell you in a second. It's going to be good though. I already know it. So far, it's just a river on the rim of coconut rum. You guys hear that? Sucking the river. I'll tell you what. If you're drinking something like from a can.
Yeah.
And someone says, can I try that? What goes through your brain? You say, no problem. Or you say,
absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like if it was in a drink with a
glass,
cocktail glass,
that's fine.
Go
no,
ahead.
You're right.
Fine. Go
but
ahead.
Take my can. That's
a can?
Invasive.
It's invasive.
You cannot
and then,
have it.
And it's like,
it
pools. And even I try to suck I always suck the river out, but it's just like, then it grosses me out. If someone sucks their river out and they hand me the can back, I think this is gross. I don't need why don't we just have sex? May as well. It's the same thing at this point.
I would let you have a sip of some of my soda in my can, but John would be so upset.
But I'm married and I try to stay faithful.
Hey, I don't know if you saw my ring here, but.
No. I'm taken. I'm a taken woman. Kept woman. Okay.
I must have been sending you the wrong signal.
Oh my God. I am so sorry.
So mortified.
I was trying to be kind. I was not flirting. I did.
You have the wrong idea.
You have the wrong idea, pal. And it's you.
Okay. What if someone asked you if they could have a sip out of your water bottle? Can I have a sip of your water? Like in, you know,
it would gross me out. And it depends on the conditions. Because water, I feel a little bad about. It's like if you need water, it's a need, you know, for your body. Like I'd like it if you just pour it and don't touch. You know, if someone says, yeah. I won't touch it. And I'll say, oh, it's fine, you know, but it's not really fine.
Yeah.
If they just pour it in their mouths, because then I feel like if they're asking me for water, it's a need. But so I think I would say yes, but I don't know if I drink off of it again. Feels like it's going back in. If they're drinking off, it's going back into the bottle.
Oh, 100%.
100%. If your kid drinks off your water bottle and then you drink after him,
there's
her
all
or him,
kinds of things in there. There's
what is it like to be a savage? That is crazy behavior.
Crazy
to drink after your kid. Because okay, have you seen Ben? Does he drink out of bottles yet?
So
like that?
Oh yeah. So
they put their whole mouth around it.
Yesterday,
whole thing, and they just pour it in, and there's no way to filter it.
We're driving. I picked him up from school. I always have my comfort water bottle near me. Mm-hmm. Like whether it's I like the Owalas, I like the Stanleys, I like the Simple Modern, I like all of it.
Yeah. Something with a straw.
Always have one in the car. And I always get the kids their waters. Like everyone's got waters all the time. But there's no water they love more than my water.
Mom's water. Yeah.
And he says, Mom, can I please have a sip of your water? Mine's all gone.
Oh.
I don't really. But I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just like, okay. And I hand it to him and I immediately know I've surrendered my water for the day.
Right. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to dump that out and wash it.
And if I need a confirmation, 2 seconds later, I hear he likes to blow bubbles into the water. So I just hear.
It's like, okay, bud. Yeah, hey. That water's yours now. Cool. And do you want some of my oxygenated water, Mom? Beck, I've oxygenated it for you. Thank you so much.
Carbonated now. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's their favorite thing to do is just destroy.
Uh-huh.
Really? Or if I have food, anything I go to eat, it's not mine anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally.
Mac always says, what's that? And we like spicy food in this house. And for a while we'd say it's spicy and he'd say, I want to try it. And then he's kind of learned. So that is a tactic where I'm like, oh, spicy. Sorry about spicy. These are spicy cookies. This spicy ice cream.
Dude, I just went back in on that Dr. Pepper coconut line.
And you'd love
it. I like it.
Ugh. I wish I could taste what yours tasted like. Maybe the key is not doing actual canned coconut milk. But I feel like I would drink coconut milk from a can. Like, I love coconut.
Do you like White Russians and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is up your alley.
It's in my wheelhouse
this
for sure.
This is in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
So speaking of sharing drinks, I am very quick to offer, if I'm having a cocktail out at a bar.
Yeah.
I am like, here, oh my God, you got to try this. I don't know why that feels different sipping on my cocktail, but it does. I'm not at the ad yet. Are you going into the ad already?
I thought we were transitioning
I am.
And I thought, how is she going to make it spin? No,
because it's not even the next ad. That's the last ad. Our next ad is about our brains. I'm just saying there's like a double standard that I have where like some things are unacceptable to share. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And then there are some things where I'm like, you absolutely must. You need to try this. You have to have this. You put this in your body right now.
Right.
Get it in your mouth.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
All right.
The other thing to put into your body, as always, is good thoughts and wellness.
There we go.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Listen, this year is flying by, okay? And we got to think about, what are we proud of in 2024? What's something we still want to accomplish? We're at this midway point, look behind, look ahead. And it's so important that we take that time to take stock of our progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. If you've been thinking about therapy, okay, and like, maybe I shouldn't. This is your sign. All right. It's so amazing. It has really, really helped me in my life at various times for various things. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. You just go on, right, and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
We're big fans of therapy. You know it. Therapy isn't always convenient, right? No. You got to leave your house, find a therapist. You don't know if you're going to vibe with them. This is why BetterHelp is for you. If you've been curious about talking to someone, a trained professional, it is really helpful to talk to like a very neutral person. It's great to have friends and family and a support system, but like you got to go sometimes to the profesh, but you don't want to be leaving your house. I don't. So BetterHelp has made therapy incredibly convenient. It's a great place to start when you want to, but it's a great place to continue. Like just keep taking care of that brain. It's the most important thing you've got.
Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. So the Dr. Pepper challenge turns out wasn't that challenging at all. It's just pretty much like you're good to not do this all around.
Yeah. And I'm not sure we even gave you for sure, the pickle juice and Dr. Pepper was not a win for either of us. I guess it's a split decision.
I don't
on
think
the coconut
so.
Lime.
I think we can just say it's fair to pass on it because I like it. I'm not like, whoa.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. But again, I can't recommend enough Dr. Pepper and Malibu rum.
Yeah, it turns out
very delicious. That's the drink
you need.
Remember, do you know who Krista Horton is? I've talked about her coach. She's an influencer or whatever.
Yes.
Her drink is Malibu and Diet, which is what gave me the idea to do Malibu and Dr. Pepper.
Smart.
I thought those, and it turns out it's delish.
Delish. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a question for you. We're going to do a little, you know, in Taylor's song, she's like, are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me? Is that the way? But it's marry,
well, that's
F
what
or
they
kill
asked.
Me.
Probably because he was being asked on like a, you know, now a television show interview, like so they're not going to bleep it, right? They're not going to ask him like marry, fuck, kill, but it is marry, kill.
Yeah.
Yes, technically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, I have a question for you. Who's this Hawk Tua gal?
Yeah,
what
she's
is
getting
that?
A lot of play right now.
What is it?
She was just on, okay, earmuffs for anyone. I mean, you should have earmuffs on this whole show, I guess, because I'm here at the mic. But someone asked this girl, and I think Barstool is who posted it. Someone asked this girl, like, what's the, I don't remember the question, like, what's the number one tip for men, or how do you get men turned on, or like something about that. And she goes, something to the effect of, you like, oh, you know, you just go, like, you spit on it to get it moist. I think, and I didn't watch the whole thing because I thought that I'm not at all ever taking advice from this girl ever in my life.
She was
drunk on the street, which I've been many times, but like, drunk me is not who you should be taking advice from either.
She's everywhere right now.
She's everywhere. She was just on stage at the Zach Bryan thing, and his girlfriend, Brie, had her, this Hawk to a girl on the, on her podcast, whatever. It's very blown up right now, and that girl's getting her 15 minutes of fame, as she should, because why not? That's a very fun ride. But it is, I saw this thing on TikTok the other day, and it was a guy that said, hey, listen, if you think the Hakta girl, if that's hysterical and you're loving all the memes and you're talking to your friends about it and you're making jokes, he's like, we could not be any further apart on our senses of humor. It's like, and I thought the same thing, because I don't think it's, I'm like, I don't know. I guess people thought it was funny. I just am like, okay,
whatever.
Yeah. Listen, everyone's used spit in sex at a time or two. This is not news, and that is not how you win me over or a girl. It's just a means to an end, is what, you know. What that tells me is you didn't come prepared, which is fine. That's all I've learned, is you're not prepared.
So there's really nothing to see about
There's her. Nothing to see here. All right. No.
Turns out J-Lo and Ben.
Something to see?
I saw that they were selling the art from their house. Like, it's done, done, done. Because for a while, it's like they were seen at some events and still kind of holding hands. Like, maybe they're still trying to work it out. But when you sell the house and the stuff, that's it.
And they've been seen without their rings on. And she's like in Europe somewhere right now.
Yeah.
Partying on a boat without a ring and Ben.
Dude. Mm. I really didn't see that coming.
No, because what... That is crazy. After 10 or 20 years apart, whatever it was, then to be like, oh my God, it was you. It was always you, but it couldn't have been you then. Like, it, we had to grow and we had to do all these things and live our lives. And then they both had families, married, kids and everything. And they come back together and you're like, oh my God.
It was grand. They're fairy coming tale ending. Back together.
And her mom said something, right? Grand. Or his mom. Like, it was always, I think it was her mom said something about, like, it was, she always knew Ben was the love of her life and she couldn't be happier. Right? Yeah, I think you brought it to the pod. You read some about it.
And she just had her album and her
documentary
and then the documentary about a movie. So like three big projects.
And her tour.
And he was pretty central to this return. I mean, wow. Dude.
Yeah, I do worry a little about her mental health more than his, because I think if you're an alcoholic, you have to do a lot of work on yourself to maintain your sobriety. And I think he has a lot of tools probably that he can lean on. But in the documentary, you see she is very desperate for approval and the public, you know, adoration and being something. And to have this many failed things right at the same time is, I really feel for her.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been, people are obsessed with her. You know, she has people that are big. I've never been like I wouldn't call myself ever like a hater or someone that I didn't like her, but I was never a fan by any stretch.
Right.
I don't think the most fan I ever was of her and Shakira at the Super Bowl.
Same.
Right. But,
and back in the day, I feel like when
she's still Jenny from the Block.
When she was at her height musically.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I listened to
her. She was with really Diddy, cool. Right? Like, that was around that same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do care about just humans struggling, and I feel worried for her. that this will be a really hard thing to overcome. But maybe that's why, right? In like Taylor's song, I was thinking, thank you, Amy. I was listening to that the other day, thinking about how I don't think it's about Kim. Really, right? Maybe it is the double entendre where it's like about someone else, but she put the Kim in there. But in there, she says, like, thank you for making me heal. And all of our, like, if you think of any of your biggest comebacks or like biggest lessons, really, things that made you grow, they're not from the easy shit.
Yeah.
You know, they're from the really painful, brutal, rock bottom, hard, sticky, messy stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why this is happening to her, because she's supposed to learn the lesson that her worth comes from within, or she doesn't need, like, everything else is icing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the actual cake itself. And so it's going to be a really painful lesson for her to learn, but maybe that's why this is happening.
Yeah.
I just, oof, yeah.
Rough.
It's a sad situation.
All right. Are you ready to play a little game?
Hit me.
So you have to choose marry F or kill.
Okay.
Here's your choices.
Yeah.
A pool party. This is a summer theme. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Barbecuing and yard games with friends.
Okay.
Panoramic, like, bike rides, like those fun bike rides with, you know, everyone's like having a good time out on bikes together, laughing, kind of vibe. Maybe kids in the back, maybe not, but like that bike ride.
If I'm having a fun time on a bike, I'll tell you who's not there.
What?
My children. Okay. I can have a sweet time on a bike. I could have a, oh my God, I love this, but I'm not having a fun, not yet. Not yet. At 4 and 6, no. Yeah. So that would be probably the kill.
The kill.
Which is a bummer. Yep. But my kids are probably fine with it because we bought them bikes and they were all the rage for 2 weeks and now they can't touch them. They won't touch them. So
they won't touch
them. They're probably fine. They're like, kill it. Mac is like a speed. Like he rode that thing every day for a few weeks. He's jumping off curb. I mean, that
no
kid's,
way.
Oh yeah. He's flying off curb. I mean,
oh my gosh.
But they go at very different speeds because Rev's super cautious. So, you know, he's like flying around and doing all this anyway, but okay. So I'm killing that. I think I'm fucking a pool party. Right. Cause that's like a good time, but it can get sloppy.
Okay.
My pool parties get a little sloppy sometimes.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, yeah. I'm not marrying that. I'm not taking that home to mom.
No.
I'm taking the yard games and the barbecue
that's
with
just
friends.
Good natured.
That's
fun.
Married. That's like, oh, that's someone I could settle down with. A pool party is rowdy. She's fun. She's a great time. But you do a pool party every day, you're not surviving. You're not making it. Like that ends in divorce.
I think this was the exact right play. Because really, it's who can I commit to? Who's commitment worthy?
Who's commitment worthy?
And we have both talked about perfect day scenario.
Yep.
Yard games and cookouts being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Games are a must.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Summer foods. You have to marry, F, or kill.
Okay.
Here's your choices.
Okay.
Watermelon slices.
Mmm.
Ice cream cones.
Mmm.
Grilled corn on the cob.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. I think I'm killing the ice cream cone because
why would you kill the ice cream cone?
The very first thing that came into my brain is bread. The very first thing that came into my brain is that I'm gluten-free. I know that's not a fun, but that was like the first thing that popped into my head. I don't remember the last time I had an ice cream cone. I have ice cream in a dish, but I don't have an ice cream cone. So that's why I'm killing it. But also, I don't think ice cream slaps as hard on a really hot day as like a really cold, delicious, juicy piece of watermelon. And we're talking best watermelon, right? We're not talking like
this is bland, primo.
This is
everything.
The best. Primo everything.
Primo grilled corn on the cob. Primo ice cream cones.
God, for some reason, and I don't know why this is, maybe you can make sense of it. I feel like I'm supposed to marry grilled corn on the cob and fuck watermelon. But both of them I'm keeping in my life forever. But I don't know why corn on the cob feels like a marrying thing. Maybe it's because it takes long. It's more of a labor of love. You got to grill it and got to like, it's a time it's more commitment. Of
something on the dinner You're plate.
Putting some
too.
Energy into it. Yes. It's a staple. It's a more substance. But if I marry corn on the cob, I am having an affair the whole time.
Whoa.
And fucking watermelon the whole life. I'm having I'm living a double life and I am married, but playing. You know what I mean?
I'm killing corn on the cob.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
I am killing
your killing
spouse.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh
I'm
my
killing
God.
It because I can live a life without
no body,
it.
No crime, though.
I can live a life without it. Ice cream cones? No, I can't live without ice cream cones.
Mm-hmm. I think
Yum.
People are, I
in
think you're winning
summer?
This for the majority of people. Yeah.
So I'm marrying
in
ice cream.
In the summer, though, ice cream does not slap. Like, I think a popsicle slaps harder than an ice cream cone.
I just can't. This is just easy. It's just easy for me. It's not that it's like, is there something better than ice cream cones? Sure. But the three choices
here are
watermelon slices, ice cream cones, or grilled corn on the cob. This is so easy. Kill corn, marry ice cream, and with watermelon slices.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay. All right.
You ready
for
this one? This is summer destinations.
Ooh.
Tropical island getaway.
Okay.
A European city tour.
Mm.
A cross-country road trip.
Hmm. God. Okay. And are kids involved? No.
Because that's not a vacation.
Cross-country road trip with children. It's not quite as fun. I had a friend that just got back from vacation yesterday. I was like, how was it? And she's like, about as fun as you can have with kids. You know, it's just like, it's great. We're doing it for the memories, but it's not a vacation. It's parenting in a different location, you know?
A lot of work.
Yep. Okay. So what you're sticking me with here is the city part. Like, I want to go to Europe, but I don't want to do a city tour in the middle of summer. That sounds hot and uncomfortable.
Yeah, good way to think.
Give me a city tour in the fall or spring. Summer sounds
different.
Hot.
Tough.
Like, who's going to New York for a city tour in the summer? Because it's just concrete everywhere, I feel like. It's a lot of heat trapped. Yeah. So I feel like I have to kill the Europe vacation, but that's only because it's summer.
Wow.
Otherwise, I'm marrying Europe.
Wow.
I have to. It sounds hot and uncomfortable.
Okay.
I hate being hot more than anything.
I do too.
Okay. And this also plays in, I'm in Arizona right now and I couldn't be more excited to have less heat and less sun, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like
it's sensitive.
I'm going to fuck the island. But my long-term ride or die is a cross-country road trip.
Wow.
Plus, stopping along the way.
Cross-country road trips, talk good conversation.
Some good podcasts. Oh, Taylor. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hitting a bunch of places. Listen, this shocks the hell out of me, actually. My answers that I just gave you.
Surprised as I am.
I'm shocked. This feels like not me.
Yeah.
I'm actually
surprised too.
But cross-country road trip? I would have killed that thing immediately on contact. Immediately. And now I'm married to it?
You're married to it.
What the hell?
Get comfortable.
Oh my God.
Okay. My instinct was to kill cross-country road trip as well. But then hearing you talk about it, I'm reminded that the road trip that Chris and I took to national parks was one of our favorite trips of all time.
And you guys have been around the world. You've traveled all kinds of places and you said that is like one of the best things you've ever done.
Okay, so I'm going to F with a cross-country road trip.
All right. Play with it when it's fun.
And I'm going to marry the tropical island getaway because that is
Hawaii is your guys' spot.
Yes.
And that's tropical.
And I'll kill the European city tour. I would love to explore, but I agree with you. Too hot.
Ask me this same question in October.
Okay.
100%. I'm different answers.
Fall version?
Yeah, fall version.
Okay, last one. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Summer drinks. Margaritas.
Say no more.
Froze.
Okay.
Seltzer.
And again, we're talking tippy top, top, top.
The best.
Best of flavored. Yes. Best rose I've ever had. Your best seltzer, best
favorite
whatever.
Favorite cold can in the fridge.
I'm 100% Leah's marrying froze. Margaritas. Like, there's not even, it's not even a question.
Okay.
It's like, you know, you lay eyes on the person and you're like, this, like, love at first sight. That's yeah. how strong. And then you meet them and then you start talking and you're laughing and you have everything in common. Yes. And you're like, what swept the hell? Up. Like, you, it's like you and me.
Yeah. I you was and me say are love. You're my Travis, margarita. But I,
yeah. You're my margarita.
Yes.
So definitely marrying that. I'm killing seltzers. Which is a bummer because they're easy drinking summer all day activities. I mean, they're not all day activities. They're like what you do if you're doing an all day situation. It's a seltzer thing. I'm not doing froze all day. I'm not, you know, but I'm just a little burned out on them.
Yeah,
I don't know. Heinens are the only ones I can really fuck with anymore.
They are one note though.
Yeah. Like right.
You know, and it's just sort of, I drink them out of convenience, not because.
At this point, someone would have to pay me to drink a Truly or a White Claw. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I would pay them not to drink it. They'd say, here, I'll give you $20.
I'm really
I'll say,
out I'll on Truly's. White Claws are still fine to me because they're not, but Truly's not, I don't buy them at the store. They're just, you know, it's like fine. Right.
Okay. So if I'm killing the seltzers, then I'm fucking the froze.
Which feels like the right move.
That feels right. That would feel good.
I mean, froze is very, it's got an edge.
It's going to be cool. A good time.
It's, you know, special.
I can't have it every day. No. I'm not, you know, I'm not married. I'm not doing that for the rest of my life.
No.
But when I do it, I enjoy it.
I don't think I can top your answers. I think those were the correct. I think that was correct.
The only way I'm going to be doing froze, though, from here on out with any, actually, froze or just rose or white or red, whatever. Yeah. We are wine lovers.
Yes, we are.
And the bigger the glass, the better the taste. But also, I want like a big glass that lets the wine breathe, but I also want a real thin lip. And we got turned on to big wine glasses. That's what the company's called. That team knows that when it comes to glasses, wine glasses, size matter. Their larger glasses greatly improve the taste of wine by allowing the wine to open up faster with plenty of room to swirl and smell before tasting it. And there's no need to worry about decanters or aerators because we don't need the extra steps. Like, get me from point A to point B, you know? Yep. They're made from a hand-blown composite crystal, making them ultra lightweight, yet sturdy enough to be dishwasher safe. And that's a must in this house. We don't hand wash if we can help it. It's a win for any dinner party. And the best part about this, y'all, is they are a fraction of the cost of what you'd expect these premium quality glasses to cost. No wonder big wine glasses was featured on Good Morning America. I got the Baltazar. They have like these unique names, but I got so they have big wine glasses and they have like bigger ones, right? And I got one of the big and one of the bigger. And then I also ordered a friend their champagne glasses. And when they come, they just feel impressive in your hand. And there's something about, I feel like the vibe before you even take a sip, like the glasses add to the vibe and then you taste it and it really does open the wine and just, I don't know. It's a whole experience. I'm such a fan.
I love the idea of gifting them.
Yes.
So good. They're amazing. Trust us. If you love wine, this needs to be your next purchase. Go to bigwineglasses.com now. And make sure to use our special promo code SIP to get 20% off your total order. That's bigwineglasses.com and use promo code SIP for 20% off now. I'm just realizing that before we came here, we were texting on our Tortured Poets.
Yes.
And I look at you. You did, Chris wrote respectable showing. You had a good day on the puzzle.
I had a decent day. Yet. You guys got all of the connections without missing a guess. Mm-hmm. And I had to use a guess. So So it's not like when I saw both your guys' connection scores come over and I thought, oh, maybe today's not going to be so hard. And then I opened it up and I thought, do I even want to play this game anymore? This is fucking, it's hard. It's hard for me.
It is hard.
And Wordle is really hard. The reason I got Wordle in four, I think, I got it in five. Finally, it was because I asked John. I couldn't think of a freaking, I said, hey, I need your help here.
Wordle was hard today.
Was it?
Yes.
Because you guys both got it. You got it.
It takes me a while. Sometimes the result doesn't reflect how, I would love to see how long, like the timestamp when people resend their results.
Yes, yes.
Because my Wordle this morning probably was 25 minutes of looking at it, doing something else, going back to it, looking, doing something else.
I'd like to see the time. They time you on the crossword and Sudoku. They should, because also sometimes it's a very short thing and I'm proud. I'm like, oh, you should see. I just got that in 90 seconds.
Quick did you get it?
Yes.
And even the strand, I'm really not good at strands. I can't do it quick.
Okay.
Well, the results show different.
Yes.
I'm probably one of the slower players compared to you and Chris.
Strands is becoming one of my favorites. These are all New York Times puzzles, guys.
Yeah.
And Colleen's been doing Wordle since its inception.
Yeah.
Along with Chris, I think. And then Connections is what got me into playing these games.
Yeah.
And we would send our stuff back to each other. And I don't know, maybe we said this here. I don't know, because we talked about this, but it was here or Patreon. I don't know. But then we would send Wordle and Connections to the three of, because Chris has entered the chat with those.
Yeah.
Then we would send our strands to each other. And now
just
Chris.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. And now Chris, last couple days ago, starting to send strands
He's been strands curious for a while. So
has he?
Yeah. And the poor guy. So you have to pay for the subscription to New York Times to play all these games. And I had logged in.
You do?
I think so. I don't know which ones are free or which ones are part of the subscription.
Oh.
But I've been logged into his because Chris and I share the spelling bee, where we're in the spelling bee working on it. We've kind of fallen out of spelling bee. But that's why I was logged into his account. And then I have his account that I'm logged into on my phone browser. And then my app downloaded. I have the freemium version on the app. So I get Wordle Connections. Oh, I guess Strands is on here now. That's nice. That's a new thing. It hasn't always been on there.
Because it was in beta. So it was not. Yeah.
So the only way I could get to Strands was by accessing Chris's paid subscription through the browser. So I would do half of it in the app. And then I had a browser for Strands open.
But then that was hard because then he couldn't play it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he would see me doing it. And he said, what are you doing? I said, none of your business. Because if he started playing it, I would lose it.
Then you're
screwed. I had something to lose.
Yeah.
I said, this does not concern you. Look elsewhere.
Yeah. And it's a private family matter.
So then when Strands is on the app, now he's playing it. Because now he's allowed. He has his own house, Strands house to live in. He can kick his shoes off and make a mess. And it's not my world that he's in.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's
he's doing a very good job.
He's picked up quickly.
Yes.
Very good. He's good with word things.
I feel like I asked you, this is just coming to me, like when we were in LA in January, like, oh, does Chris place your answer? Like, oh, he didn't like it. He didn't like it. But you were just covering. You were like, I've kicked him out. He's not allowed in here.
It's not allowed. I had a sign on the door.
Yeah.
Do not enter.
D-N-E. Okay. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know.
D-N-E.
I don't know. I just thought that sounded legit.
It did.
You know? Okay. All right. Should we land the bird?
Why does that sound familiar, though?
DNR is do not resuscitate, I think is what I was.
Or an NDA?
Well. Could be. Could be. There's all kinds. Or LOL.
Or BRB.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe that's why. All those reasons sound familiar.
Maybe that's why.
D DNE. Why does that sound familiar?
Oh, LOL. Oh, because A, B, oh,
BRB.
C, D.
Oh, because it's letters, alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah. I get it.
That's it.
Well, duh, it's the alphabet, Colleen. Duh. It's letters. Okay.
Okay, land it. Land
We're
it.
Going too long. We're going too long.
You're Kay. Too long. Okay, I have a quick rant, and then I have a longer rant for next week.
Okay, good.
My rant is putting on a fitted sheet on a bed.
Or fold anything to do with fitted sheets.
Anything Folding to do them? With fitted sheets. Oh, God, no. And there's all these tips of how to do it easily. There's no easy way to fold
easily.
A fitted sheet.
No, you're crawling on top of the bed. Like, well, what do you do? What do we do?
That's, and a,
like,
that's a whole
you gotta
workout.
You got to lift up the mattress the and because oh you want to tuck it in. There's also nothing more annoying than 3 days after you put your sheets on, you wake up and the sheet's not on anymore and you got to like
Yes, and I do the corners and then like between the headboard, it's like, now I got to like re-lift it and tug it and pull it.
Oh,
and
my God.
God.
Yeah, you're right.
There needs to be a better way. I don't know what it is.
Gross. I hate, they're
terrible.
Fitted sheets are disrespectful.
Disrespectful. D-N-E.
Do not enter. LOL. I'm LOLing. Okay. My rant is you go grocery shopping. It's a hot day.
Okay. Really pulled into this. Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah. It's hot. It's really hot.
Yeah.
You go grocery shopping or you go to Target. You're in there. Okay. It's 90 degrees outside.
Okay.
You say, oh, this is nice. I'm going to shop and peruse and I'm strolling the aisles.
Yeah.
And then you check out and you're on a high. You're on a dopamine high because you got all the things you needed and some things you didn't.
Sure.
You walk out to your car. You unload whatever. And then you have to get in your car and it is 1 million degrees. It is it is, I hate, it makes me not want to leave my house when it's hot. There is nothing. I do not like being hot. We've already covered this. Sitting, and then what happens? Oh my God, I went on the girls' trip a couple weeks ago, whatever. And if I'm not in control of the air, right? We get in the car and it's hot as balls. She opens and she just sits there. She just sits there and she's texting. And I'm like, I'm kind of new to this, you know, I don't want to like be too a psychopath.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because fuck, marry, kill, she's killing me the second she gets to know who I am under heat. If I've got heat, you don't want anything to do with me. But I'm like sitting there, I'm in the front seat and I just see she's just, and I'm like, is she not bothered by the hot?
Yeah.
It is hot.
Is anyone
what's happening? Are we alive? Because there's girls in the back and they're fine. I don't know. They're not saying anything. And finally I said, well, could we turn the air on? And she goes, oh yeah. And she turns it on. John does the same thing. It's not quite as, but he'll be
lingering.
Dilly dallies. He's dilly dallying. He's got to put the GPS
in. I don't know
how people. He's got to find all whatever, all the. And I think, why is not the first thing you do?
Yeah.
If I'm coming back to the car now, thank God I've got remote start. So the whole rant is moot, but unless I forget to do it, which I forget to do a lot. But the first thing I do, if I'm coming back to the car, I'm like, oh, the car is going to be so hot. I turn the car on and then I unload my shit, right? I'm like, get the air flowing and then I'll unpack and then I'll put the cart away. And then hopefully by the time I get back, I'm not melting, right? So these people that don't do that.
I don't understand.
My husband's one of them. I'm married to one of them.
When it's really hot, sometimes Chris will say, don't turn the air on because it'll be warm. We'll roll down the windows and then the car will get going and then we'll turn it on and it will be cool. And I think I don't care. I need to know that it's on me.
I feel the same. I'm like, but that's the thing. You're getting blasted hot air on you, but there is a knowing, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a knowing that, okay, I'm hotter now. But eventually,
I've taken action to fix this. And
quickly.
Yes.
Not eventually.
In progress. Because then if I'm waiting, I'm tapping my foot. Like,
yeah.
When are we going to hit the button?
When is it time? Is it time now? Is it time? And meanwhile, that you got the windows down. And that's the other thing. We'll go somewhere. We'll do a drive through. Okay. It's 114 degrees here.
Oh my God.
So, and that's not an exaggeration. That's legitimately, like, today it was 112. Okay. It's been 117 or 119 so far this year already, and we're not even into the heat of the summer, right? So we go to a drive-thru, we order food, and then we drive up to the window, and then we get our food or our drinks or whatever, wherever drive-thru we're at, and then he drives off, and I'm like, babe, could you put the window up? I mean, it's just 100 and million degree air blowing right in here. And you go, oh, yeah. But I'm like, I don't understand how this isn't your first priority. This is the only thing I'm thinking about when I'm hot. It's all I can think about is how do I not get hot anymore?
Cold. Yeah. Yes. I don't understand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to end on a good note?
My rave, have you had Indonesian food? Like proper Indonesian food?
I'm not sure.
So we went to an Indonesian restaurant for our 10-year anniversary dinner. The reason why we went to an Indonesian restaurant is because we went to Bali for our honeymoon and had great food there.
Aww.
And it wasn't that we fell in love with the food. I remember the food being really good, but we weren't like really food focused. We were pool focused. We were in our 20s.
Well, it was 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely enjoyed the food and we looked up like good places and stuff, but it wasn't crazy. But we thought, let's go to an Indonesian food restaurant tonight.
Yeah.
And there happens to be, if you live in anywhere in Oregon, drive here. It's called Gado, G-A-D-O. That was nominated for Restaurant of the Year. It has like a very good chef and you can pay $85 per person. So it's not cheap, but it's $85 per person for like, they'll bring you everything. It's like a whole experience. They call it a rice feast. And it was like so much incredible food. I'm talking like clams and delicious, like spicy lime sauce. Oh, I'm talking like the best, like
her eyes are closed rendang. While she's telling this. You
I'm
guys.
Imagining it. She and is there was like, there oh, was Dutch gosh. Influence for this particular chef, which makes sense, but incredible. So like a Dutch baby and like naan bread or something had a baby. And then that's the thing. It's like this yummy sort of oily bread that you can just dab. Oh, it was so, so good. There was an omelet. Yeah. They served us this omelet that had like scallions and fish sauce and stuff in it. It floored me. It was the best thing I've eaten.
Where is it?
It's in Northeast Portland.
Okay. Is and it new?
I don't think it's like super new, but I absolutely loved it. Like they had like a summer punch cocktail with rum in it that was just refreshing and yummy.
Okay, so you went to a tiki bar and then this place?
Yes.
It was not, okay. Not that
was,
all
it
in
was
one. Okay.
Top tier night. It was so great. And it's made me want to just find places just in any Indonesian restaurant because it was the best food.
Did it include $85 include drinks?
No.
They didn't do cocktail pairings.
No, it was
because I'm like, that's
cheap. It was just a ton of food and dessert. The dessert was very small,
but an experience. Food, like it's amazing. Yeah.
Wonderful experience. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yep. Okay. Well, I want to go when I'm there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your rate? I'm gonna do, I guess, a quick one. I mean, because I talk so much. I mean, I just talk a lot. I talk so much, and we're already at hour and 12 minutes, guys. We gotta go. Okay, but I want to talk about this one a lot. So maybe I'll just save it for another time when I can talk longer. So then I have three raves here, and we only have two episodes re-recording. So I'm gonna go with the shortest one, which is a good night's sleep. I just feel like a good night. Like when you get a good night's sleep, you can't tell me nothing.
Yep.
No, you know, it's like and you crawl into bed and it's cozy. And the good night's sleep is always at home. I've never had a good, you know, you're on vacation. People say, how'd you sleep? Good. Fine. You didn't sleep like you slept at your own bed. Like,
no. And it gets harder the older we get.
Oh, the older we get.
Yeah. It gets harder to get a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And with kids, because they, like, you're kind of just like, not, you're not deep, you're not dying in your sleep into that like depth of sleep, right?
Yep.
Because at any moment you could hear something on the monitor or whatever. But a good night's sleep, you're in your bed with all the things that you love. You have the pillow and the mattress and the sheets and the eye mask and the sounds, all the things, right? It's like, and that feels so good. And you know, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. And then you get one and you wake up the next day and you have entered your eyes
and
open.
And you think that.
Oh my
God. I am well rested. I've had a good night's sleep.
I've had a good
great
sleep.
Night's
sleep. I'm going to marry you.
Yes, I'm going to marry you. I'm going to kill a bad night's sleep.
I'm going to kill a bad night's sleep. I'm going to marry you and I'm going to fuck with.
Definitely not a fitted sheet.
Not a fitted sheet. Not fucking with that. Okay. All right. We got to go, guys. We're busy.
You can sip with us always. We will see you
next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sip with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.